97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, these days, I'm not sure how many of us still sit down regularly to watch local news or even national news. You know, how many of us are sitting down and, you know, 6 o'clock, oh, we have to make sure we're turning on that newscast to make sure we're up to date on everything happening. No doubt we've seen news in the past, and we've absolutely seen stories just like this one here. Listen.
It's very difficult, says 13-year-old Odilis Torres in tears. She started to attend Junior High School 226 in Queens in September, a few months after her family arrived in New York from Venezuela. Sitting beside her mother, she tells CBS 2, earlier this month, she was bullied and beaten on a bus on her way home from school. They grabbed my hair, punched me in the head, kicked me in the stomach, and they did tell me to get out of this country and leave this bus, she said in Spanish. Her family attends Hope NYC, a church that has been a safe haven for them. It's blocks away from the shelter the city placed them into after their long and scary journey.
That story was actually reported on in January, talking about this family that came over from Venezuela. Now, I don't know if they're here illegally. They were housed, as you heard there in the story, at some, it looked like an apartment building maybe, where right. A lot of these illegals are currently housed. And while I'm in no way condoning that the students are bullying her or she's saying pulling her hair, that's not okay. Whether she's here legally or illegally, this right. Poor 13-year-old girl should not be subjected to that. But what the media is so good at doing is making you want to be empathetic towards someone. They're really good at identifying a victim and making you feel a certain way. And that feeling can be so powerful, and that's exactly what they want it to be, that it motivates you to take action. So if you're listening to that story, what do you think the average person would want to do, or maybe how would they feel after listening to that?
I don't know. Would maybe want to go to the school board meeting and ask why it's being allowed to continue?
Yeah, I was thinking bigger picture, that it makes you feel like, gosh, these people who are coming across our border, it's just so sad they're being mistreated.
Right.
They're just good people who are trying to support their kids and have them go to school and do the right thing.
And we're bullying
them. Here we are, you know, wanting to say that they have to be deported. They're just trying to get a good education. So that right there is the victim I identified. I mean, yes, the 13-year-old girl, adorable girl, is the true victim here. But the bigger, when you broaden it out, it's this whole idea of immigration, right? And that's what Allie Beth Stuckey, who I've talked a lot about, she's a podcaster, has a podcast called Relatable. She has a new book out called Toxic Empathy. And she talks about how specifically toxic empathy is really used to manipulate us to feel a certain way, to make us believe something that's not true and in many ways can be harmful. It blinds us to reality. It blinds us to what's actually moral. We end up being morally lost, okay? What they say is that in order to be empathetic and to be kind towards someone, that you have to put yourselves in their shoes and that you also have to affirm their feelings or affirm their choices, right? So you might hear someone say, well, you know, if you really respect people, then you would accept that love is love. If you really accept people, then you would be willing to identify somebody by their preferred pronoun. If you really respect women and want to support them, you'd vote for Kamala. You would understand that it's her choice. If she feels like she needs to have an abortion, even late term, you would respect that because you know it's a hard decision and she doesn't want to be in this position. The media is so good at identifying those victims, putting up those heart-wrenching stories, and I've done plenty of them, right? Because you always want to focus it around the victim. That's kind of how we did stories. You have to find they called it the central compelling character, the CCC. That's what I was taught in school, right? And you kind of build the whole story around that person, and that can really trigger a lot of feelings. The problem is we can't really trust our feelings. Some people feel like, I really want to murder somebody, but just because you feel that way doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. But these days, people feel like, not to play on words, people feel like, well, if I have a feeling, then that's my truth, and you have to affirm it because that's the loving thing to do. The media is using what Ali Beth Stuckey calls toxic empathy to really drive us to want to support this political party. In this case, it's the left, right? To be kind people, because no one wants to be labeled as, you know, mean, or no, people want to be viewed as empathetic people, especially women. I think women are the main targets of this. I think men are impacted too, but not to the same degree as women. And this is dangerous stuff here, and the left is really good at it.
They are. They perfected it, and they perfected the delivery platform of it. Right?
Right.
On the messaging.
Yeah.
And we've been beaten. We've been caught with our hands down. We've been in schools, in education, in politics. We've been caught flat-footed on a lot of this.
Right.
They've just done an end run right around us.
They know what they're doing. And empathy in and of itself is not bad.
No,
I think empathy is a good thing. It's when they're using it, and she describes it as they're using empathy to hijack really our emotions to conform people to these political agendas.
And you know the failure of it, when I knew that we had failed, is when George W. Bush came out and called himself, well, I'm a conservative, but I'm a compassionate conservative.
There you go.
They had walked him into that box, that if you're a conservative, you're not compassionate. He felt like he had to say that he was,
yeah.
Which is the biggest false lie. It's the biggest lie ever.
I agree. Ali Beth Stuckey says the five biggest lies of progressive, just in general, progressivism is, number one, abortion is health care. Number two, trans women are women. Number three, love is love. Number four, no human is illegal. And then number five, and this is a big one, social justice is justice. If you're empathetic, especially Christians, you hear them talk about that. You'll see people quote scripture saying, you know, if you follow Jesus, then you have to be empathetic. You have to be out there marching when the BLM marches, because they're marginalized. These people are marginalized and oppressed, right? And you are the oppressor, right? Because you're privileged. This has just become such a problem in our society.
Are those same people out there opposing Amendment 3?
Well, that's the irony. That's the irony in all of it.
Children.
That's just it. So they want us to support the woman. They want us to empathize with her and the difficult decision that she has to make, which no doubt it is. Like, that is a very traumatic thing, I'm sure, for any woman to go through, whether she chooses to have an abortion or not. That's traumatic, I would imagine. But why are we not empathetic for the baby? The baby has been completely taken out of the equation. Mm-hmm. You know, you want us to be empathetic toward the illegal. And yeah, I mean, to a degree, I am empathetic toward that family. That would be hard when you're trying to create a better life for your family. But just because you want to create a better life for your family doesn't mean you get to cross our border illegally and get all the privileges that, in some cases, more privileges and benefits than American citizens
get. I want to create a better life for my family. That doesn't mean I can go rob a bank and use their money to improve my life.
But you know what? Yeah. If the media reported on that, they would highlight that. In fact, I remember years ago, my sister, and maybe I've said this story, but she used to work at one of the local banks here years ago. And the bank was robbed when she was working there. And it came out, he was robbing several banks locally. And I think it was something about, like, he was trying to support his daughters. You know, and you start
was it,
to.
It was the Boonie Hat Bandit.
It was.
Remember?
I think Boonie. Yeah. I think I have talked about this. Huh? And you start to almost feel a little like, wow, he's just trying to help his kids. And then you're like, whoa. Plenty of people want to help their kids. Just because you want to help your kids, fine. I get that. Way to go. You should do that. But you can't just go rob a bank. So I think it's interesting. If you ever want to watch the local news again, I myself am not one to sit there and watch news these days. But watch for these stories, because it's just such a play on your emotions. And in my opinion, it is designed to manipulate you, to get you to follow a specific political agenda. They want to blind you to reality. And I'm looking, my sisters actually went to Ali Beth Stuckey's, she just had a big, conference.
Okay.
And she was talking about this. So I'm looking forward to reading that book that she wrote called Toxic Empathy.
Yeah.
Toxic Empathy, but it's just,
are we going to get her on talking about
it? I reached out. Yeah. She's been doing so many big interviews. I don't know if she's going to be. I haven't heard back yet, but I would love to get her on, because I think she really just, the way that she describes this is better than I ever could.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to do that. We'll see if we can get her in here. And there's always more to talk about on that subject because it happens all the time. Kim is absolutely right. And a lot of people are just in denial over it. The people still in the business are in denial over it because oftentimes they can't see their own bias on it.
Get more at 971talk.com.